The Virginia Education Association sponsors Virginia Public Radio, on the air and online.
John Corte grew up boating the waterways of Virginia Beach. During the past year and a half, he and neighbors began to see large metal oyster cages during low tide in parts of the Lynn Haven River.
And they're not just one or two cages, they're lines of cages. You know, for somebody who's driving around in a skiff that can take 10 inches of water or a jet ski or something like that, that's going to impact where you can now boat.
Since 2007, Virginia has leased thousands of acres of river bottoms to oyster farmers. Some of the last acres are being snapped up along the beaches in front of homes. A work group that includes homeowners and watermen agree the old laws on how people are notified of a potential new oyster farm need an overhaul. Mike Osterling, who represents the shellfish industry, explains.
The old notification process required that a lease application be posted at the county courthouse. Now, I don't know about you, but I try to avoid the county courthouse as much as I possibly can.
State commissioners will take a first step toward compromise during an upcoming hearing that the oyster industry will be watching carefully, as it could mean some oyster farms will have to be removed. I'm Pamela D'Angelo.